Joining me is Ray Davey, Director of Infrastructure and Development for the Balranald Shire Council. So we'll begin with the changes to the rating structure for fees and charges.
People will be aware that Council advertised its proposed rates and fees and charges as they were required to in June, and there were a number of submissions, particularly around the proposal to introduce a pedestal charge and also the fact that we were introducing new rating categories on some of the major business activities out of town. Council heard those submissions and re-advertised some amendments in response to that, and those submissions will be considered and finalised at a meeting on the 29th on Monday week.
And you've also had some changes as well to the Capital Works program?
We've got a lot of Capital Works coming through. Some of them are matters that we've talked about in the past. The Market Street refurbishment, tenders close for that next week, and that hopefully will all go through Council on Monday week. And we have also closed tenders on upgrades to our pool. We're also now moving into ready to work with the new second swing bridge over the river. We're ramping up to start work, at least at the planning and design stage, on the nearly $5 million investment in the high dependency unit at the Bidgee Haven Hostel. And we've also been given news about funding for some further upgrades of facilities at Grenham Park. We're also spending some money upgrading the landfill, and there'll be some changes there which we'll talk to the community about later on in the year. Beyond that, of course, there's the usual annual program of works for things like upgrading our sewer and water mains, and of course roadworks. We are this week putting down another 3 kilometres of bitumen on the Oxley Road.
Also as well, you have some announcements in relation to funding for remote areas?
After, I must say, very robust representations, because Balranald, along with only one or two other Western Shires, was initially not considered sufficiently drought-affected, if you can believe that, by the Commonwealth Government to receive the drought assistance funding that was generally being handed around. Through, as I say, robust representations to the Commonwealth Government, ministers and members, that money has been promised. And one of the things that I think that people will see is that we'll be looking to spread the love a bit. People often criticise the council, I think, for being too focused on what happens in Balranald, and you know, we're certainly looking to upgrade what we're spending in Euston, but also our outlying areas.
Well, Ray, a pleasure to speak with you. Director of Infrastructure and Development for the Balranald Shire Council, Ray Davey.